In that you were paid by the municipality, were your teachers ever faced with perhaps a proposition of some of you being laid off? Or pay cuts?
Don't ever remember that. The case of not being put on rather than being laid off. They were very careful about the number of people they appointed at that time.
Well, in 1931, when I was appointed, there were three of us appointed to the high school to Burnaby. That's all. And I believe there was only one elementary teacher appointed that year.
They were very, very careful.
Yeah, they were extremely careful because their budgets were limited. Class sizes were large compared to today.
Oh, yes.
They
45
were,
was nothing.
Oh, no. I had one group of grade 9 students one year of 56 in my home room. Mm-hmm. And about most of them were girls. And they didn't like what I had to teach them. And we had a lot of fun before the year was over. But, the population did not grow much. It was very, very, it was reasonably static. And it went for years before much of an addition to the staff was made. And people didn't, if they had a job, they didn't leave it either. Very, very seldom. Hardly anybody ever left.
There was no building going on to speak of. Mm-hmm. There were no more houses. You couldn't get in.
No.
I mean, you couldn't even rent a place or buy a place. You could buy a place if you had the money, but you couldn't rent a place because there's nothing available to rent.
That's right.
So the population remained static. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but you couldn't afford to have children.
No. Don't forget, Jack, all the problems we had financially. The municipality went bankrupt in the spring of 1932.
Right.
And we got our salary for May and June of 1931. Stop me if I'm wrong here.
I'm not very sure what you
hear. Somewhere in August.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that because my wife and I were married in July, and how we ever afforded that, I don't know. Then we didn't get anything till the next March, excepting the government grant.
Yes, and the government
grant was $60-some-odd a piece.
The government grant was taken and divided amongst the teachers and all the school board employees.
That's right.
And it wasn't very heavy in the first place.
I think it was $65.
I think I must have beat you. I think I got $70 a month.
Somewhere around there. And then in March, now the commission, the municipality was bankrupt, and the provincial government appointed a man as a commissioner. The commissioner had all the powers of the Reeven Council and of the school board and of the police commission.
Well, there was no commissioner in those days.
No, I guess there had been.
Had there?
Yeah, there had.
We had a very small police force. Anyway.
But we had a municipal police force.
Mm-hmm.
So whether there was a police commission or not, I don't remember. But the commissioner met with the teachers three or four times and promised that he would pay us if we would take a cut. And if my memory serves me correctly, we took two cuts before we got anything.
Actually, we took more than that.
Two or three.
Yeah.
It was enough.
What would have your salary been before the period when, I believe from August, I assume it possibly might have been August of 32 through to the March of 33, because the municipality went bankrupt and the commissioner came in December of 1932.
Well, yes, that would be right, but they had troubles.
Previously,
they had to wait to pay us until the taxes
the
were in.
The school board had trouble, don't you remember?
That's right.
The school board fired all the teachers so they could re-employ them at a lower wage.
That's right, we were all fired.
Sure, the whole staff.
I'd almost forgotten.
And then rehired.
We were fired and then rehired.
Hired at a lower salary.
At a lower salary.
Matter of fact,
that's right.
Before things broke, my pay was $2,300 as principal of a school. The salary today the teachers wouldn't even look at. And by the time that the cuts went through, my pay was down to $1,690. And I was one of the 10 top in Burnaby.
Yes, and I had started in the high school teacher's salary was quite good compared to other salaries, because I started at 1800, and the next year, after all the drops and everything, it ended up at 1300. And that 1300, if my memory serves me correctly, stayed on for 6 years.
A long time. Well, we got a $5 increase one night, $5 a month.
Yes, I remember that. But it was just about, it was almost that. No. Mm-hmm. Somehow or other we got by, though.
Well, for a while the school board couldn't pay us. Don't you remember we had a credit account?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to summer school to university at that time. I had to assign quite a bit of my money to my account to the university, which they couldn't care, so I had to... When I got my money from the university, from the municipality, I had to go and pay the university. At one time, they owed me well over $600, which I got back in dribs and drabs. Never did me any good.
Never.
And there was no interest on it.
Oh, no. Matter of fact, the purchasing power had gone down.
That's right. But there was no interest. They gave you no interest whatsoever. Things were pretty grim, but don't forget that things were grim all over.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't just here. Vancouver, I think the Vancouver teachers were much in a much better spot than we were.
So were Westminster.
Yes. But other areas, North Vancouver was one that was...
It went bankrupt too.
Yes, you see, several areas went bankrupt. It wasn't just Burnaby.
Do you recall why Burnaby in particular and North Vancouver and perhaps I believe West Vancouver as well?
Burnaby's trouble was the fact that they got only 38% of their taxes 1 year. So many people were unemployed and unable to pay their taxes.
I think probably the areas such as North Vancouver and Burnaby were very similar in
That's
fact
right.
that most of the people there, it was the people that lived there worked in Vancouver, or if they did work. In other words, there was little or no industry here.
No.
Frankly, nothing.
They described Burnaby as a bedroom municipality.
That's right. And so was North Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So naturally, they would go bankrupt if people didn't pay their taxes.
Right. It's such a small tax base. Bettina, could you get that thing for a minute?
About pay during the days of depression. I, as principal, got more money from the janitor. But the janitor got more money than any other member of the staff. Mm. And when you protested to the commissioner about that, he said, well, they hadn't any opportunity of any further increase in their poorly paid. The teachers are going to get more money later on. And he wouldn't. Mm. So but two or three of my staff moved to Vancouver. So they hope to get more money than the janitor.
Yes. We lost a lot of good people that way. When Vancouver started to come back, quite a few of our good people went to Vancouver because they could get
good pay,
several hundred dollars a year more.
And they were paid too.
And they were paid. That's right.